马太福音第二十四章。
Let's turn to Matthew 24.
十四节。
Verse 14.
这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后末期才来到。
And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come.
这里不只讲天国的福音，讲这天国的福音。
Here it mentions not only the gospel of the kingdom, but it's talking about this gospel of the kingdom.
你读约翰福音的时候
，If you do to read the gospel of John,
约翰的福音，生命的福音。
Gospel of John talk about life.
约翰的福音是恩典的福音。
And gospel of John is the gospel of grace.
信子的有永生。
Those who believe in the Son will have eternal life.
那一点都没有错。
It is true.
这是福音。
And that is the gospel.
这是约翰所启示的福音。
And that is the gospel that John has revealed to us.
但是当你读马太、马可、路加的时候。
And so when we read Matthew, Mark, and Luke.
你会看见福音的另外一面。
We will see the Another aspect of the gospel.
不是另外一个福音，乃是福音的另外的一面。
Not another gospel, but the other aspect of the gospel.
那这就是马太福音二十四章十四节所说的这天国的福音。
And that what is what Matthew has referred to that this gospel of the kingdom.
不要忘记，福音的确是恩典的福音。
Don't forget that the gospel is the gospel of grace.
但是福音的目的是要拯救我们。
And the purpose of the gospel is to save us.
他把我们拯救到什么地步呢
？And to redeem us to what extent?
把我们拯救到基督的王权底下。
And that he will redeem us under the kingship of God.
让基督来做王。
That Christ will be our king.
主耶稣是我们的救主。
Our Lord Jesus is our redeemer.
他的目的是要做我们的主。
And his purpose is to be our Lord.
他的目的是要叫我们做他的王。
That he wants us to acknowledge him as our king.
恩典的福音叫我们相信。
And the gospel of grace is enabled to believe.
天国的福音叫我们顺服。
And the gospel of the kingdom is enabled to be obedient.
请记得，我们所说的恩典不是廉价的恩典。
The grace we talk about is not a cheap grace.
我们的主在十字架上付了最高的代价。
Our Lord Jesus has paid the highest price on the Calvary cross.
所以恩典是全世界最贵的。
And that is the most expensive grace in the world.
我们的主已经在基督学校里面为我们付了最高的学费。
Our Lord Jesus already paid the highest school fees in the school of Christ.
所以这个恩典丰富到一个地步。
And this grace is so abundant.
你可以背起十字架来跟从主。
We can pick up the cross and follow our.
你不光相信
，not only you believe，
而且你能够顺服
，but you can obey。
这个叫天国的福音。
And that is the gospel of the kingdom.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers，
今天你所听见的福音是什么样的福音呢
？And today the gospel you have heard, what type of gospel is that？
如果你信耶稣，你不是大富，也是小康。
We know that you believe in the Lord Jesus, though you might not be very wealthy, but you are still very wealthy.
如果你信耶稣，你打破饭碗，你还不相信。不相信呢
？So if you believe the Lord Jesus and you will lose your job, will you still believe?
这个福音是繁荣的福音。
And this is the gospel of prosperity.
这个福音是成功的福音。
And this is the gospel of success.
但是弟兄姊妹，
brothers,
不错，一切都是恩典。
We know all these are under grace.
神巴不得祝福你，神巴不得祝福我。
God is willing to bless you and me.
这些祝福是为着叫我们能顺服他的。
And all these blessings is to enable us to be obedient.
有那么多汽车，有那么多的洋房。
And there are so many cars and there are so many mansions.
这是主给你的。
This is what the Lord has given.
这个是祝福。
These are the blessings.
但这个不是目的。
But this is not the purpose.
这是达到目的的过程。
And this is in order to reach to gain the purpose. And this is the process.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so、
恩典的福音。
The gospel of
同时也是天国的福音。
And it is also the gospel of kingdom.
主给我们的福音是四本福音书。
And God has given four gospels.
你不要弄错了。好像只有约翰福音才是福音一样。
Perhaps you think that only the gospel of John is the only gospel.
你要传恩典的福音。
You talk about the gospel of grace.
你可以白白来得水喝。
That you can receive this freely.
你什么也不必做。
You do not have to do anything.
一切都是恩典。
Everything is under grace.
弟兄姊妹，等到你承受恩典以后
，And when you receive this grace,
你才知道说那个恩典是那么丰富。
Then you realize that the grace is so abundant.
那个恩典能带领你顺服。
And this grace will able to lead you into obedience.
那 个恩典能叫你，那个恩典能叫你，能叫你这个恩典能带你经过最艰难的日子。
And this grace will enable you to sail through the most difficult time.
而这个恩典能带领你顺服。
And this grace will lead you to obedience.
这个恩典让你能接受十字架的雕刻。
And this grace will enable you to be most biting.
结果你不是忠心。
Not only that you are not loyal.
属基督 ，you are not the center.
Not the center.
只有基督才是中心。
And only Christ is your center.
所以弟兄姊妹，什么叫 prosperity gospel？
And so what is the prosperity gospel?
什么叫繁荣的福音？
We'll talk about what is the
繁荣的福音是自己做中心的福音。
And the prosperity of the gospel is you are the self-centered.
所有的宗教有个共同的特点。
And you know that all religions have a common point.
他们都是讲功利主义的。
They talk about their
功利主义。我能得到什么好处？
What can I gain from it?
我能得到什么样的情形？
What will I gain in this situation?
你看见吗？所有的宗教都是一样的。
All religions are the same.
但是弟兄姊妹，今天主什么时候回来呢？
When is the Lord's return?
乃是这天国的福音传遍了，然后末期才来到。
When will the Lord return? And this is only when this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world.
所以这个周末，我们巴不得主把天国的福音印在我们的最深处。那么讲到天国的福音，马太福音讲得最清楚。从第一章到二十八章，你看见很少有一卷书像马太福音讲对国度讲得那么清楚，那么透亮。
And there is no portion of the Bible who has like Matthew that who has explained so clearly.
难怪尼弟兄说。
And no wonder our brother Washington said.
他说马太福音比启示录难读十倍不止。
And Matthew is more difficult to read than Revelation.
我们都知道启示录是很难很难读的。
We know that it's very difficult to read Revelation.
但是马太福音是比启示录还要难读十倍。
And we know that the Gospel of Matthew is 10 times more difficult than.
这两本书都是撒旦所恨恶的。
And these two passages is what Satan hated most.
这个都是关系到撒旦的权势的。
Because this is regard to the power, the domination of.
这都告诉我们撒旦最后的结局的。
It tells us the consequences of end days of Satan.
所以请大家记得。
Also remember.
这就为什么这两卷书变得非常非常难读。
And why that these two passages are so difficult to read.
所以今天我们要用一天的时间，很快的像蜻蜓点水一样，我们从马太福音第一章读到二十八章。
And so today we are going to go through very quickly scan through the entire Matthew.
我们不可能深入，但是我们大概点一下就好了。
We may not be able to go well deeply, but we'll be able to point out.
那你会发现说马太他无论就他的结构，无论就说他所启示的次序。你看见完全在圣灵的引导底下，就能把天国的种种为我们解释得非常的清楚。
And so Matthew, whether he used the structure or whether he used the sequential revelations, will be able to see clearly when he touches on the kingdom.
我们来看马太福音第一章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter
1. 第一节。
Verse 1.
亚伯拉罕的后裔，大卫的子孙，耶稣基督的家谱。
The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham.
那在希伯来原文里面，先是大卫的子孙，然后才是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
We know that in the original Hebrews, it is the son of David mentioned first, and then the son of Abraham.
然后下面就是家谱了。
And then it follows the genealogy.
亚伯拉罕生以撒，以撒生雅各。
And so Abraham begot Isaac, and Isaac begot Jacob.
那很多人读圣经就跳过去了。
And many of us, when we come to this portion, we skip them.
所以你一跳就跳到十八节。
And so we skip. The moment we skip, we will jump to 18.
但是你把整个马太福音的序，你把它丢掉了。
And but we talk of the sequence of Matthew that you're throwing away.
No. The preface
of Matthew that you have forgot.
你看一本书，你要看它的序。
And when you read a book, you have first to read the preface.
然后你就明白整本书了。
Then you'll be able to understand the entire book.
弟兄姊妹，讲到天国的时候。
And brothers and sisters, we talk.
如果你把第一章前面的十七节你把它丢掉
了，
难怪我们后面越读越糊涂，越读越糊涂。 那首先你要知道，
so、
因为他先提到大卫的子孙，然后亚伯拉罕的后裔。
First he mentions about the son of David, then he mentions about the son of Abraham.
讲了耶稣基督的家谱。
And talk about the genealogy of Jesus Christ.
那么你就发现说，这个家谱其实是大卫的家谱。
And we realize that in fact this genealogy is the genealogy of David.
大卫是个王。
We know that David is a king.
所以你看第六节说，耶西生大卫王。
Here, no wonder here in verse 6 he says, and Jesse begot David a king.
那请大家记得，所罗门也是王。
And we know that Solomon is also a king.
西西家也是王。
And we know that Hezekiah is also a king.
这里只有大卫说他是王。
But only here it mentions that David is a king.
你知道原因在哪里吗？
Do you know the reason why?
因为在圣经里面，在神的眼光中，
Because in the sight of God,
只有一个宝座才是神的宝座。
There is only one throne that belongs to God.
这个宝座是地上的宝座。
And that kingdom, that throne is on earth.
那个宝座就是大卫的宝座。
And that throne is the throne of David.
所罗门没有自己的宝座。
And Solomon doesn't have his own throne.
所罗门是坐在大卫的宝座上。
Because Solomon, in fact, sits on the throne of David.
西西家也没有他自己的宝座。
And King Hezekiah doesn't have his own throne.
西西家是坐在他自己的宝座上。
Because Hezekiah is sitting all upon his own throne.
神和大卫立了约。
Because there is a covenant between God and David.
那个约叫做大卫的约。
And that covenant is called the covenant of David.
在旧约里面有三个很重要的约。
And so in the Old Testament there are three important covenants.
一个就是西乃山的约。
And that the first one is the covenant at the Mount Sinai.
也就是旧约，我们所说的旧约。
And that refers to the Old Testament.
也就是摩西的约。
And that also refers to the laws of Moses.
以色列人，所以是以色列人，他们有旧约。
And The Israelites, they are called Israel because of this covenant.
但是不要忘记，
And that's not for us.
这里讲到我们主的家谱的时候，
Here we touches on the genealogy.
一面说的大卫，一面也说的亚伯拉罕。
One aspect talks about David, and the other aspect talks about Abraham.
在旧约有两个很重要的约。
And we know that in the Old Testament, there are two important covenants.
一个是神和亚伯拉罕立约。
And the first one is the covenant that has instituted between God and Abraham.
还有神也和大卫立约。
And God has also made a covenant with David.
神和亚伯拉罕立约。
And when God has this covenant with David,
应许他的子孙要像海边的沙那么多，天上的星那么多。
The descendants will be like the sands on the sea and the stars in the sky.
那这些子孙要承受一块地，就是迦南美地。
And the descendants is going to inherit a land of Canaan.
那这个是神和亚伯拉罕立的约。
And so this is the covenant between God and Abraham.
神和亚伯拉罕立约的时候。
And so when God made this covenant with.
根据那个时候的习惯。
According to the tradition.
他们就把 sacrifice 就把祭牲啊把它切了一半。
And so they will divide the sacrifice into two portions.
然后放在地上。
And then they put it on the ground.
然后在祭牲的中间呢就刚好是条路。
And so that between the two sacrifices, there is a way, a path.
如果我们两个人立约的话。
And if both of us have a covenant.
我们两个人就从路的当中，就从那个就从那个走道里面，从这一头就走到那一头。
And we will travel this center portion from one end to another.
那这样我们就立了约了。
And that means that we have this.Established this covenant.
但是当神和亚伯拉罕立约的时候，
we know that when God has established covenant with
圣经说亚伯拉罕睡着了。
But the Bible tells us that Abraham fell asleep.
神没有把他叫醒，没有。
God did not wake him.
结果圣经告诉我们，神的火把就从那个走道里面经过。
And the Bible tells us the torch of God travels along this path.
这什么意思？
What does it mean?
这个火把代表神的荣耀。
And this torch represents the glory of God.
当他从走道中间经过的时候。
When he travels, move on to this central path.
神在这个约上面，他签了字了。
And God has put his signature upon this covenant.
亚伯拉罕没有签字。
Abraham did not sign.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见这约的特点吗？
And you see this special characteristics of this covenant.
第一，神说这个约是永远的约。
And first of all, God said that this covenant is eternal.
第二，这个约乃是没有条件的约。
And secondly, that this covenant has no condition.
神签字了，亚伯拉罕没有签字。
God has put his signature, but not Abraham.
弟兄姊妹，这个约是亚伯拉罕的约。
And this covenant is the covenant of Abraham.
后来到了大卫的时候。
And so when it comes to David,
神和大卫立约。
And so God has also drew up a covenant with David.
那神和大卫立约怎么立的呢？
And how does God set up the?
神要建立大卫的宝座。
Because God is going to establish the throne of David.
只有一个宝座。
There's only one throne.
那这个宝座当然和国度发生关系。
And this throne has something to do associated with kingdom.
等一等，我会看得更清楚。
Later we will go to.
那么就做大卫的宝座
And according to the God, David told.
神答应大卫。
God promised David.
大卫的宝座是要到永远的。
David's throne is going to last to eternity.
弟兄姊妹，当你读从第六节一直读到第十一节的时候。
When we read from chapter 1, verse 6 to verse 11.
这里一共有十四个王。
In this portion, there are altogether 14 kings.
十四个王都是坐在大卫的宝座上。
All these kings, they were all seated at the throne of David.
到了最后一个王。
And when it comes to the last king,
以色列人就被掳到巴比伦去。
And the Israelites, they were all exiled to Babylon.
从那个时候开始一直到今天。
From that day until today,
虽然以色列回到他们的故乡，
although the Israelites have returned to their own land,
虽然以色列国复国了，
although that Israel has been established,
但是请大家记得，
but not forget,
今天大卫的宝座在哪里呢？
Where is the throne of David?
谁坐在大卫的宝座上？
Who is now sitting on the throne of David?
所以请记得，因着神和大卫立约，你的大卫的宝座要到永远。
And because God has established His covenant with David, and the throne of David is going to last to eternity.
那么神立的约，他一定要我成全的。
And we know that God is going to fulfill His covenant.
因为神是守约的神，神不是毁约的神。
Because God is the one who keeps the covenant and not to destroy the covenant.
所以请记得，因为神和亚伯拉罕立的约。
And because God has established the covenant with.
因为神和大卫立的约。
And because God has established the covenant.
所以主耶稣必须降生在伯利恒。
And so the Lord Jesus was born in Bethlehem.
借着主耶稣
through Christ,
你看见神和亚伯拉罕立的约最后终于完成了。
And Lord Jesus,
是终于实现了。
And we know that the covenant that God has with Abraham has come to pass.
那么神和大卫所立的约最后也实现了。
And we know that the covenant that God has with David will also be fulfilled.
所以大卫的宝座。
And so the throne of David,
乃是给我们看见神国度的标准。
And we can see, to enable us to see the standard of the kingdom.
因为大卫乃是合乎神心意的。
Because David is one of the God's heart.
不过大卫的国度是个属地的国度。
But the kingdom of David belongs to this earth.
大卫的国度乃是以色列国度里面的一部分。
And we know the kingdom of David is only part of the kingdom of Israel.
你记不记得主耶稣怎么说呢？
Do you remember what Christ said? The Lord.
主耶稣对以法利赛人。
When the Lord told the Pharisees.
对于以色列人他怎么说呢？
How did he address the Israelites?
他说神的国要把你从你的手中夺过来。
And God is going to snatch away the kingdom from your hand.
要赐给那些能够结果子的百姓。
And to reward those subjects who are able to bear fruit.
那弟兄姊妹。在天国还没有开始以前，
and so before the kingdom begins,
神的国度已经存在了。
And we know that there is an existence of God.
那个时候在地上有个国度。
And that time that there is a kingdom on earth.
那个国度就是以色列国。
And that kingdom refers to the Israelite kingdom.
那因着他们定他，因着他们得罪主的缘故。
And because they have offended God.
因着他们失败的缘故。
And because of their failure.
因着他们得罪神的缘故。
And because they have sinned against God.
他们说钉他十字架。
That they say that crucify him.
钉他十字架。
Crucify him.
除掉他，除掉他。
To persecute him and to eradicate him.
弟兄姊妹，因着他们弃绝神的缘故。
And because they have rejected the Lord.
所以神就把神的国度就从他们中间拿回来。
And so God has regained the kingdoms and from them.
赐给那些能结果子的百姓。
And to reward the subjects who were able to bear.
那就是指着教会来说。
And that refers to the church.
教会乃是属于属天的国度。
And the church belongs to the heavenly portion of.
以色列乃是属地的国度。
Israel belongs to the earthly kingdom.
因着他们弃绝神的缘故。
And because they have rejected God.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看神的国度本来是神的国，本来是在以色列国。
And we know the kingdom of God in actually is in Israel.
结果你看见神把它拿回来，就赐给那能结果子的百姓。
And so God has taken it back and rewarded those who are able to bear fruit.
所以今天教会已经取代了以色列的地位。
And so that today the church has already replaced the Israelites.
那因着他取代了以色列的地位。
And because that he has replaced the position of Israel.
所以今天国度的实际是在教会里面。
And so the reality of kingdom today is in the church.
因为教会是属天的。
Because the church belongs to the heaven.
教会乃是给我们看见天堂从这里开始。
And church enables us to see heaven begin here.
那么因着这个缘故。
Because of this,
你看见吗？因着主为我们钉十字架，因着主为我们升天，在五旬节那一天，你看见彼得拿着钥匙，果然把天国的门打开了。教会那一天诞生，天国也是那一天开国的。所以你讲到神的国度的时候，从永远到永远，从旧约到新约，旧约是属地的，到了新约就属天的。弟兄姊妹，你明白吗？今天怎么样的呢？今天神已经暂时把以色列人放在一边，一直等到主回来的时候。所以从主的升天一直到主的回来，这个期间乃是教会的时代。这也是我们所说的恩典的时代。所以盼望弟兄姊妹能够记得，就着时间来看，旧约给你看见属天属地的国度，特别是教会的时代，你所看见的国度乃是属天的国度。那么一直等到什么？一直等到将来千年国的时候，你看见说属天的国度就变成了 heavenly compartment， 然后呢属地的国度就变成 earthly compartment。 但是问题没有那么简单，我们一点一点的来说。在以色列国里面，你还记不记得以色列分成北国跟南国？北国有王，南国也有王。但是你读马太福音的时候，这里你看不到北国的王。北国虽然有许多人做王，但是好像没有做一样。因为神只承认一个宝座，就是大卫的宝座。因为只有大卫的宝座能预表基督的宝座。
The throne of David will signify the throne of God.
大卫是合乎神心意的人。
David is one after God's own heart.
大卫的宝座乃神心意中的宝座。
And David's throne is what throne that God desires.
所以在以色列国里面有一段。
And so there's a period in the Israelite kingdom.
这一段是从大卫坐在宝座上。
And that is the first when David was seated on the throne.
一直到耶哥尼亚最后的一个王坐在宝座上。
And until they had guided the last king.
这就是马太福音这里给我们看见的。
And this is what Matthew has shown us.
请记得。
Let's remember.
就是这一段的宝座乃是大卫的宝座。
And only this period of the throne belongs to the throne of David.
所以因着这个缘故，你看列王记上下讲的北国也讲的南国。
And so when you talk about kings in the first kings, and you talk about the northern kingdom.
历代之上下就不是了。
And in Chronicles it's different.
你读到历代之上下的时候，你发现说历代之上下所提的乃是大卫的宝座。
And we know that in first and second Chronicles refers to only the throne of David.
所以弟兄姊妹明白吗？
Can we understand?
列王记上下。
And we know first and second Kings.
那是以色列的国度。
We talk about the kingdom of Israel.
以色列国，就一般来讲以色列国。
It refers to the general kingdom of Israel.
但是呢，从历代之上下，
But when it comes to the first and second,
给我们看见合乎神心意的国度是怎样的国度。
And we can see the kingdom that is after God's own heart.
因为只有这样的国度能预表基督的国度。
And that kingdom can only that kingdom can only signify.
只有大卫能够预表基督。
And only David will be able to.
只有大卫的宝座能预表基督的宝座。
That only the throne of David can signify the throne of God.
根据马太福音，
According to Matthew,
最后我们主耶稣要坐在大卫的宝座上。
And we know that finally Christ is going to be seated on the throne of David.
等到我们的主坐在大卫的宝座上的时候，
And the moment when our Lord was seated on the throne of David.
请大家记得，当他坐在大卫宝座上的时候，
When he is seated on the throne of David,
那不要忘记，
Let's not forget.
这个，这你看见神对于大卫所立的约就完成了。
And that will come to the that will be the time that covenant between God and David will be.
你读马太福音第一章，
When you read Matthew chapter
1, 你知道大卫的宝座到耶哥尼亚就完了。
And we know that the throne of David ends at Hezekiah.
他是最后的皇帝。
He is the last king.
再也没有了。
There's no more.
人就到了尽头了。
And then it comes to the end.
但神对大卫的应许要不要成就呢？
And is God going to fulfill the promise he has to for David?
神的话永远安定在前。
And we know that the word of God is well established.
所以将还有一个国度。
We know that there will be a future.
这个国度乃是我们的主坐在大卫的宝座上。
And that kingdom is when our Lord Jesus will be seated on the throne.
等到我们主回来的时候
，When our Lord returns,
他要在耶路撒冷登上大卫的宝座。
And that in Jerusalem he is going to ascend to the throne of David.
这个宝座，我们的主说是我的宝座。
And that throne is what the Lord says. This is my throne.
但是不要忘记，我们主升天以后
，When the Lord ascended to heaven,
他乃是坐在父神的右边。
He is seated now on the right hand side.
他的宝座乃是父的宝座。
The kingdom, his throne is the throne of the Father.
所以请记得，父的宝座那个国度就是属天的国度。
And the throne of the Father and that kingdom belong to the heavenly kingdom.
当我们的主在耶路撒冷登基的时候，那个国度乃是属地的国度。
And when our Lord Jesus will be in Jerusalem and to be ascended to the throne, and that will be the earthly kingdom.
所以千禧年的属地的国度的部分。
And during the millennium that belongs to the earth, the kingdom belongs to
the earth. 严格说来，那里你所看见的宝座乃是大卫的宝座。
And that throne that you see is the throne of David.
所以你看神的话终神的应许终于完成。
And we know that at that time the God's promise will be fulfilled.
有的人告诉我们说，
Some people tell us,
你知道对于千禧年千年国有好几个不同的说法。
There are many things regarding the millennium kingdom.
Different interpretations.
The interpretations of the millennium kingdom.
简单来说，有三种不同的解释。
Simply speaking, there are three different interpretations.
有一个解释叫做 pre-millennium.
One is the pre-millennium.
那就是所谓千禧年前派。
And that is before the millennium kingdom.
这什么意思呢？这就是说主耶稣升天，主耶稣回来以后。
And so that refers to when the Lord returns.
他要建立一千年的国度。
He is going to establish his 1,000 years.
你知道这个根本是在这在哪？这在启示录二十章。
And that is recorded in Revelation 20.
所以我们的主回来以后，他要建立一个国度，有一千年之久。
And so our Lord is going to, when he returns, going to establish this kingdom for 1,000 years.
那这个国度呢？实在说来，就是旧约所预言，先知们所预言的。
And this kingdom is what the in the Old Testament the prophets prophesied.
那为什么叫千禧年前呢？
Why we refer this year as the pre-millennium?
因为在千禧年以前，主来了。
Because before three millennium, the Lord has returned.
是主回来，所以才带进一千年的。
And because the Lord has returned, he has bring in this millennium.
那这是一种解释。
This is one interpretation.
第二种解释。
The second interpretation.
那么有一般的学者认为说。
And there is one group of scholars.
尤其是改革中的学者们。
Especially those in the reformed scholars.
尤其是那些 Calvinists 是跟随加尔文的人。
And especially those who are the followers of Calvin.
有一件事很稀奇的。
One wonderful thing.
是加尔文，那非常稀奇，就是有一件事很稀奇，就是说加尔文呢，是加尔文在告诉我们应该怎样读圣经。
And the strange thing is that it's Calvin who taught us how to study the Bible.
意思是说，神的话你尽可能要按着字面来解释。
And that you have when you read the word of God, you have to interpret literally.
那这样的话，你就会明。这样的话，你就会懂得，你就会懂得因信称义的真理。
And then you will be able to understand the doctrine of justified by faith.
那我们知道，的确这样，我们就看见很多的真理。
And so by this, you are able to see many doctrines.
但是很稀奇。
But the marvelous thing is,
你如果读到启示录，读到千年国度的时候。
When you read about Revelation regarding the millennium kingdom,
这些跟随加尔文的人就把它是凛然解了。
And the followers of Calvin they can only briefly
把它 spiritualized.
They spiritualize it.
那当他们把它凛然解以后，
And so when they spiritualize it,
那什么意思呢？那就是说那千年国不是真的千年国。
And they say that it is a millennium kingdom is not the truly
不一定是一千年。
That means to be a 1,000 years.
那现在就加尔文还有跟随他们的人，
And Calvin and his followers,
他们因为他们因为受了奥古斯丁的影响。
And because they were under the influence of the Augustine.
那奥古斯丁说，整教会就等于国度。
He says that the church in fact is equivalent to the kingdom.
那地上的教会就是神的国度。
And the church on earth is the kingdom of God.
那今天就是千禧年了。
And today is already in.
就已经是千年国度了。
That we are already in the millennium.
如果你传福音的话。
And so if you were to preach the gospel.
你把福音送到哪里，神的国度就开展到哪里。
And when you preach the gospel to any part of the world, and the kingdom of God.
所以实在说来，千禧年。已经来了。
And so speaking, the millennium kingdom has arrived.
那么一千年以后呢？
And so after 1,000 years,
我们的主就回来了。
And our Lord will return.
这是奥古斯丁的见解。
And this is the interpretation of Augustine.
这就是为什么说是 post millennium.
And that's why they refer to interpretation.
因为这是指着主耶稣在一千年以后才回来的。
This refers to the Lord will only return after this 1,000 years.
我们借着传福音。
And when we preach the gospel,
我们把基督徒送到国会去。
That we send the Christians to the kingdom.
国会，国 Congress.
Congress.
然后呢？
The parliament.
然后呢？你就把这个国家，就把这个整个的国家，就把它变成福音化了。
And so that we turn the actual things into the entire gospel.
就好像。罗马就在教这个就好像在旧约的时候，
对不起，
就好像在教会历史的时候。
And this is just like in the history of the church.
因为整个的罗马帝国拥抱了基督教。
And because the Roman Empire has taken Christianity as a state religion.
那结果你看见所有的法律都照着圣经的法律。
And the laws are written according to the Bible.
所以你看见只要罗马教会所能够达到的范围，那么这个就是神的国度了。
And so, wherever the church in the Roman Empire bears to reach, and this becomes the kingdom.
所以这样的话，主耶稣什么时候回来呢？
And so, when will the Lord return?
那就是一千年以后他就回来了。
And he will return only after 1,000 years.
所以公元一千年的时候。
And so, when in the 1,000th century,
公元一千年。你知道这大概一千多年以前，那个时候就是因为这个说法，他们知道主耶稣快回来了。
And so because of this interpretation, they believe the Lord is going to return.
所以很多人就到山上去等我们的主回来。
And so many people have gone to the mountain to wait for the return of the.
那等了半天，主也没有回来。
And they wait a long time, the Lord has not returned.
所以这个就是所谓 post millennium theory.
And so this is what they refer to the post millennium theory.
那么后来加尔文还有改革宗的弟兄们。
And so Calvin's followers and the reformers.
他们在把他们 modify。再把它改良一下。
And so they modified the entire interpretation.
因为神在日内瓦使用加尔文和其他的弟兄们。
And because God has used Calvin and other followers in Geneva.
结果福音就传遍了日内瓦。
And we know that the gospel has spread through the entire Geneva.
所以加尔文非常的兴奋。
And that Calvin was very elated.
他觉得如果把福音送出去了，现在我们就可以根据圣经就可以建立一个国度在地上。
He said we have preached the gospel so that we can establish a kingdom on earth.
那弟兄姊妹，因着这个缘故，很自然的 reform 的弟兄们，改革中的弟兄姊妹，他们仍旧跟着那个说法，就是千禧年后派。
And so naturally that this group of followers will regard this as a post-millennium.
那么他们为什么不能够接受千禧年前呢？
And so why is it that they cannot receive the interpretation of pre-millennium?
因为这一班弟兄们相信教会是属天的。
Because they believe that the church belongs to.
圣经里面明讲古天国是属天的。
Because it talks about heaven belongs and kingdom belongs to.
主说我的国不属于这世界。
Because the Lord said my kingdom is not on this earth.
神的国不在乎吃喝。
But we know that God's kingdom is not regarding to wine.
所以弟兄姊妹，你就看得很清楚。
And so it's very clear,
神的国乃是属灵的。
That the kingdom of God is spiritual.
所以它不可能是旧约先知们所预言的那一个国度。
And so it cannot be the kingdom that the Old Testament prophets had prophesied.
因为那个国度是 political, 是政治性的。
Because that kingdom is political.
因为在那个国度里面。
Because in that kingdom.
那是讲的公义。
It talks about righteousness.
讲的和平。
It talks about peace.
所以你看一切都政治性的。
And all these are political.
而且经济性的。
And economical.
但不止如此。
Not only that.
而且是犹太色彩非常重的。
And it is full of the Jewish culture.
这个国度实在说来是犹太人的国度。
And in a simply put, it is actually the kingdom of Israel.
所以他们认为说这是不通的。
And so they feel that they cannot accept that.
如果他们相信那千禧年国真的有的话
，If they believe that there is the existence of this millennium,
那么他们只有接受旧约圣经的预言。
They can only accept the prophecy in the Old Testament.
他们说不。因为神已经把以色列人放在一边了。
Because God has put aside the Israelites.
所以凡是旧约关乎以色列的预言，通通是用在教会身上。
And anything that the prophecy that is upon the Israelites is upon the church.
所以你明白吗？耶路撒冷用在教会身上。
And Jerusalem is applied to the church.
西安用在教会身上。
Sinai is also in.
以色列用在教会身上。
Israel is also applied in the church.
那你所讲的千禧年呢
？When you talk about the millennium,
那就指的我们得救以后的情形。
And that's talking about the millennium that after we are saved.
得救以后，我们的性情都改变了。
And then after we are saved, we have changed.
你看千禧年，狮子开始吃草了。狮子开始吃草。
We know that the lion is now eating the grass.
你看见说狮子跟绵羊可以在一起。
We know that the lions can dwell peacefully.
这个国度是和平的国度。
And this is the kingdom of peace.
那所有旧约里面所有关于以色列的预言。
And so all the prophecies that is in the Old Testament,
通通用在教会身上。
And they are all applied upon the church.
所以弟兄姊妹，当初是 Reform 的弟兄姊妹教导我们，应当按照字面来解释圣经。
In the beginning, it was the Reformists that taught us how to interpret literally.
现在当他们读到千年国的时候
，And when they read about the millennium,
他们说这个不可以的。
They say they cannot accept that.
因为如果这样的话，那个天国度就变成 political， 就变成 Jewish 了。
They say that the kingdom has become political and it will turn into a Jewish kingdom.
所以这一切都应该把它凌然解的。
And so all this must be explained spiritually.
你明白吗？那不光这样。
Not only that.
那因着所以因着这个缘故呢？
Because of this reason.
所以你看见所谓的千年国是指着今天所来说的。
And so all the millennial kingdoms refers to the present.
那福音送到什么地方？
Where did they send the gospel?
你看神的国度就在什么地方？
Where the kingdoms of God will be?
美国也这样啊。
And this is what happened.
就是这些 reform 的弟兄们到了美国。
And so these reformers when they are in America.
他们要按照圣经的话来治理美国。
And they want to use the word of the Bible to govern America.
礼拜六什么事都不可以做。
You can't do anything on Saturday.
这是圣经里面的。
And that is recorded.
很多人根本没有得救。
Many are not saved.
但是他们遵守，就好像基督遵守这些法律一样，
and they,
律法一样。
They kept as if they are keeping the law.
所以弟兄姊妹，福音化和基督教化是两回事。
And to be Christianized and to become
to evangelize
are two different things.
这是完全两件事。
And two different things.
福音化是每一个人都得救的。
And evangelize is that anyone will be saved.
如果是基督教化的话，请记得有的人得救，有的人没有得救。
And we know Christianized that some will be saved and some will not.
但如果现在就是千年国，现在就是神的国度的话。
And so now it is the kingdom and it is now the millennium.
那我们用圣经的价值来立法。
And that we have to use the value of the Bible to establish.
你不管信也好，你不信也好。
Whether you believe or not.
就是不信的人
even the unbelievers,
礼拜六什么都不可以做
they can't even do anything on Saturday.
到了礼拜六没有人到机场去接飞机的
and then, on Saturday, nobody will go to the airport.
那么这个就是神的国度来到美国了
and then, the kingdom of God has not arrived in America.
弟兄姊妹不要忘记了这是 reform 弟兄们他们的梦想
And that is the dream of the reformers.
他们看见说，等到福音传到哪里的时候，神的国度就建立在地上了。
So when the gospel has been preached throughout the world, and the kingdom of God will be achieved.
但是他们忘记了。
But they've forgotten.
在什么？在这个启示录二十章那里。
And it is written in Revelation 20.
那里讲到一千年国的时候。
When he talks about the millennium,
我想我们读一下好不好
？Shall we turn to it? Revelation 20,
二十章第六节。在头一次复活有份的有福了，圣洁了。第二次的死在他们身上没有权柄，他们必做神和基督的祭司，并要与基督一同作王一千年。
Blessed and holy is he who has part of the first resurrection, over such the second death has no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years.
那与基督一同作王一千年，就表示这个国度是千年国度。
And we know to be reign with Christ for 1,000 years, that refers to the 1,000 years.
这个就是旧约先知们他们所预言的。
And this is what is the prophecy of the Old Testament prophet.
如果你把它灵然解了。
If you were to explain it spiritually,
因为这里的千年国和复活是连在一起的。
Because this 1,000 years is associated with resurrection.
那你明白吗？如果你要把千年国把它灵然解了，你一定要把复活也灵然解。
And so if you were to spiritualize the 1,000 years, you also have to explain spiritually regarding that.
因为复活是字面的，所以千年国也是字面的。
Because resurrection is literal, and so 1,000 years is also literal.
所以弟兄姊妹，那这一派的说法就是千禧年后的说法。
And so this is the fact of their interpretation that this refers to the post-millennial.
但到了最近
，But recently,
慢慢这些改革中的弟兄们，他们就从 post-millennium 就转到 up-millennium。
And so this group of reformists, now they have changed the post-millennium interpretation into the up-millennium.
那 up-millennium 什么意思？就是无千禧年。
And that means that there is no millennium.
他们认为说千禧年是属天的。
Because they feel that millennium belongs to them.
千禧年是属灵的。
Because millennium is spiritual.
但是弟兄姊妹，现在如果你回到马太福音，问题就清楚了。
And so if you return to Matthew, you will be very clear.
不要忘记。神从来不毁约的。
Because God will never.
神既然和大卫立了约。
Since he has established the covenant with David.
大卫的宝座最后，大卫的国是到永远的。
And the kingdom of David is for eternity.
只有主耶稣坐在大卫的宝座，那个国度才是永远的。
And we know that when the Lord Jesus ascended to the throne, and that kingdom is eternal.
不错，到了耶哥尼亚，大卫的宝座到了终点了，没有了。
Know that the And
现在大卫的宝座在哪里呢？
Where is the throne of David?
那么这样很明显的神的话没有兑现。
And so it's very obvious that God's word has not been fulfilled.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
为什么有千禧年？
Why is it that there is a millennium?
因为千禧年那个国度的性质乃是主要是以大卫的宝座做中心的。
Because the characteristics of the millennium that is going to, the focus is on the throne of David.
所以只有我们的主坐在大卫的宝座上。
It's only our Lord will be ascended to the throne.
我再说，他从荣耀里回来了。
When he returns from glory,
他要进到耶路撒冷。
He is going to enter into Jerusalem.
圣经告诉我们说，他先在橄榄山上。
He will be in Mount Olives.
那橄榄山现在有五星级的旅馆。
And we know that in Mount Olives there are 5-star hotels.
那也许主耶稣进到 check-in 旅馆一下，然后再下山去。
And so our Lord may check into the hotel first before he goes down.
然后从那里呢，他就进到神的，就进到殿。
And after that, he will enter into the temple.
就进到耶路撒冷。
He will enter into Jerusalem.
那不要忘记。
Let's not forget.
那个时候呢，我们的主就在耶路撒冷作王。
And at that time, our Lord will be reigned in Jerusalem.
什么叫做弥赛亚国呢？
What does it mean by the Messiah kingdom?
弥赛亚国是什么意思呢？
What is the meaning of Messiah kingdom?
什么时候你看见大卫的宝座再出现了？
The moment that you see the reappearance of the throne of David,
这就是弥赛亚国。
And that will be the Messiah.
所以你怎么知道将来一定有一个弥赛亚国，一定有一个千禧年的属地的国度呢？
How do you know there will be a Messiah kingdom in future? There will be a kingdom on earth.
因为神是立约的神。
Because God is the God of covenant.
你读马太福音第一章就很清楚了。
And so it's very clearly stated in Matthew.
我们好不好再看一下路加福音第一章？
Let's also turn to Luke chapter 1.
路加福音第一章，第一章你看第三十节。天使对他说：“玛利亚，不要怕。”
The angel said to her, Mary, do not be afraid.
三十一节。
31.
你要怀孕生子，可以给他起名叫耶稣。
And you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus.
他要为大，称为至高者的儿子。
And he will be great, and will be called the Son of the Highest.
他是神的儿子。
He is the Son of God.
凡信子的就有永生。
Those who believe in the Son will have eternal.
他是我们的救主。
He is our Redeemer.
所以他就是教会的主。
And so he is the Lord of the Church.
这个很清楚的。
This is very clear.
这个是和属天的国度连在一起的。
This is intertwined together with the heavenly kingdom.
但下面他怎么说呢？
What?
主神要把他主大卫的位给他。
And the Lord will give him the throne of his father David.
你明白吗？主要把大卫的宝座给他。
And Lord God will give him the throne of his father.
三十三节。
Verse 33.
他要做雅各家的王，直到永远。
And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever.
他的国也没有穷尽。
And that his kingdom will not be no end.
这个国是什么国？
And what is this kingdom?
那弟兄姊妹，当玛利亚讲这句话的时候，
And when Mary spoke this word,
大卫的宝座在哪里？
Where is the throne of David?
以色列已经亡国了。
We know that Israel is no longer.
现在你能怎么能说是做雅各家的王直到永远呢？
And how can he be reign over the house of Jacob forever?
他们只有14个王坐在宝座上。
They have 14 kings seated on the throne.
耶格尼亚是最后一个。
Hezekiah is the last one.
以色列被掳，所有的什么都，所有的希望都没有了。
And you know the Israelites, they have been all exiled to Babylon.
这点很清楚给我们看见。
Here is clearly stated.
他要坐在大卫的宝座上。
He is going to be seated on the throne of David.
所以弟兄姊妹，因为这个缘故，
and because of this,
将来有千年国。
And so in the future,
而他属地的部分。
And that has the earthly compartment.
你看见是以大卫的宝座做中心的。
And the centrality will be the throne of David.
弟兄姊妹，所以大卫的宝座所预表的乃是基督的宝座。
And so the throne of David signifies the throne of God.
那么得胜的主说要和我同坐。
The overcomers, God said, the overcomers will be seated with me.
他说我的宝座。
My throne,
就是大卫的宝座
and that is the throne
就是基督的宝座
and that is the throne of Christ.
那就是属地部分的那个国度的宝座
and that is the portions of the kingdom belongs on earth.
但是天上的部分
and that portions of the heaven,
那个国是天上的父的国
and that kingdom is the kingdom of the Father.
那么不要忘记那个宝座乃是父的宝座
and that throne is the throne of the Father.
我们的主因为得胜了就与他同坐
and because our God has been overcome so he has been seated together with the Father.
所以大家明白吗？因着主得胜了，他就坐在父的宝座。
And because the Lord has been victorious, so he was seated.
因着我们得胜了，我们就和主一同坐，坐宝座。
Because our victory will be seated together.
所以到了千年国的时候，
And so when we come to the baby,
我们的家在天上。
Our home is in heaven.
我们和主一同掌权，乃是在地上。
And we will reign together with God on earth.
所以现在看得很清楚了。
So this is very clear.
为什么马太福音要讲到大卫的宝座呢？
Why that in the Matthew that he has mentioned about the throne of David?
因为将来的地属地的国，
because the kingdom that belongs to earth,
属地天就天国里面属地的部分，
the heavenly kingdom that the earthly compartment,
乃是以大卫的宝座做中心的。
And the centrality will be the throne of David.
我想这一点是很清楚的。
So this is very clear.
那另外一面，弟兄姊妹，你们都知道。
On the other aspect, I think we all know.
我们读到马太福音的时候，
When we come to the book of the Gospel of Matthew,
我们都知道马太福音呢是启示给我们主耶稣是君王。
That it reveals to us that our Lord is the King.
他是我们的救主。
He is our Savior.
也是我们的君王。
He is also our King.
马可福音告诉我们主耶稣是我们的救主，他是神的仆人。
Book of Gospel tells us that our Lord Jesus, our Savior, he's the servant.
路加福音，他是人子，做了我们的救主。
And the book of Luke says that he's the Son of Man that he has saved us.
约翰福音给我们看，他神的儿子，做了我们的救主。
And we know that in the book of Gospel of John that he is the Son of God. He's the Son of God.
那我们读马太福音的时候，
so when we read,
我们的主耶稣是王。
That he is the King.
你有没有问过他是怎么做王的？
And have you ever asked how has he become a king?
他是什么样的王？
What kind of king is he?
为什么在马太福音里面只讲了天国？
Why is it only in the Gospel of Matthew it talks about?
而马太福音又给我们看他是王。
And the Gospel of Matthew shows us that he is a king.
所以可见他掌权的范围乃是天国的范围。
And we can see the ages of his, when he reigns is in heaven.
那么天国的王是怎样的王呢？
And how is the king in the heaven?
这就是整本马太福音要给我们看到。
King of heaven, and that is what the gospel.
但第一章就给我们看见这个王是怎样的王。
And in first chapter, you're able to show us how what type of king.
因为这个家谱是大卫的家谱。
Because this is the genealogy of David.
大卫的希伯来文呢？
And David, yeah, written in Hebrew.
他的每一个字母都有一个数值，都有一个 value, numerical value.
And each letter has a numerical value.
你把这些字母的所有的数值都加在一起的，
and he was to add up the value of these letters,
刚好是14，
and altogether be 14.
所以14、14又14。
And we can see there are three 14, 14, 14, and 14.
为什么？因为是大卫的家谱。
Because this is the genealogy of David.
那现在我们要问，
and we are going to
这个大卫是怎么做王的？
And how does David ascend to the throne?
这里给我们看，有一天主要坐在大卫的宝座上。
And one day.Christ is going to be seated on the throne of
David. 所以大卫的宝座就像神的主基督的宝座，就像大基督怎么做王，就像大卫怎么做王一样。
The throne of David is the throne of Christ, and how David reigns and God how.
大卫怎么做王的？
How does
大卫是先流亡，然后再登上宝座。
Because David was first in exile before he ascended to the throne.
大卫先卑微，然后才升高了。
We know that David was humbled before he was exalted.
他从一个旷野逃到另外一个旷野。
He has run away from one wilderness into another.
他是王不错。
Right, he was a king.
他的确是王。
He was truly a king.
因为你看见说他的生命就是王的生命。
Because his life is the life of a king.
有两次神把以扫放在他的手里。
And twice that God has delivered Esau into his hand.
因为他是王的缘故。
So is that because he was a king.
所以他就把扫罗又放回神的手里面去。
And so again, he put Saul back into the hands of God.
那次如果他解决扫罗的话
，At that time, if he was getting of Saul,
他不需要再漂流了。
And he doesn't have to be in exile.
明天就是宝座。
The next day will be his throne.
为什么人就背十字架呢
？Why then he continues to?
为什么人就卑微呢
？Why then he continues to be in?
为什么像死狗一样被人用地毯是从一个地方逃到另外一个地方
？And he has been thrown from one end to another.
谁不愿意登上宝座呢
？Who doesn't want to be ascended to the throne?
谁已经把宝座放在他手里了
？Because God has put the sword into his hand.
结果他两次又放回神的宝座。
And twice that he has returned this into the hands of God.
结果扫罗看见了。
And so Saul realized.
他说你要做王的。
God said you are going to be a.
在他以敌人的眼光，他是王。
That in the sight of the enemy, he's the king.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so、brothers,
你看见在大卫的身上。
And we know that the life of David.
圣灵已经高他了。
We know that he has been anointed by the king.
他就是王。
That he is the king.
不过是个没有宝座的王。
But he is king. He is a king without a throne.
他是个王，是隐藏的一个王，
是
流亡的一个王。弟兄姊妹，这是大卫怎么做王的。有一天，神把他放在宝座上。所以你看见没？先是卑微，然后才升高。
Humbled before he was exalted.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
十四什么意思
？What is the meaning of?
主耶稣在十四号那天为我们钉在十字架上。
Because on the 14th day, the Lord has nailed a crucified the cross.
所以十字架十四乃代表十字架。
Because 14 represents the cross.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
一个王怎么可能钉十字架
？How could a king be crucified?
王应该坐在宝座上。
King supposed to be on the throne.
宝座和十字架是两极的东西。
And we know that the cross and the throne are two.
这个两个永远不可。很相遇的，但是弟兄姊妹，讲到大卫的时候，讲到十字架，讲到卑微，讲到软弱，讲到流泪，讲到黑夜，但是弟兄姊妹，时候到的时候，大卫不再卑微了，神把他升为高，把他放在宝座上。弟兄姊妹，这是什么？这就是大卫。那感谢主，整本马太福音给我们看见。
The entire gospel of Matthew.
我们的主是怎么做王的
？How does our God become a king?
他乃是根据大卫的模式来做王。
It's according to the model of David.
世界上有没有这样的王
？Is there such a king on earth?
所以在圣经里面
，And so in the Bible,
特别花了很多的篇幅给我们看见大卫怎么做王的。
And there are many passages describe how that David has ascended.
撒母耳记上给我们看他怎么在旷野里面流浪。
And in the first Samuel show us how he has been in exile in the wilderness.
撒母耳记下给我们看见他怎样坐在宝座上。
And second Samuel show us how he has been ascended to the throne.
撒母耳记上和下。
First and second Samuel,
就给我们看见这个王大卫王是怎么做王的。
Show us how he became a king.
你打开马太福音。
When you turn to Matthew,
你看有几个博士来朝拜主耶稣。
You can see that there are some wise men.
他们在东方看见了他的心。
Because they have seen the stars in the east.
因为他们读民数记的时候。
And because they read Numbers.
有星要出于雅各。
Because they are the stars that comes right from.
有杖要出于以色列。
And there is.
有杖。Scepter,
they will come from Israel.
这个杖当然王杖。
And of course, this scepter belongs to the king.
所以几个博士他们观察星象的时候。
And so when these wise men they observe.
他们对照民数记。
And so they compare with numbers.
有星要出雅各。
Because there will be a star that come from.
有杖要出以色列。
Because there will be a scepter from the Israelites.
那一件大事情发生了。
And there will be a big event going to occur.
这个人一定是犹太人的王。
And this must be the king of the Jews.
也是全世界的王。
And he may also be the king of the world.
所以他们不远千里就来到。 到耶路撒冷去朝拜主耶稣。
And so they take a long distance to come to Jerusalem to worship the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，他是不是王呢？
Is he the king?
他当然就是王。
Because he's the king.
那么结果圣经告诉我们，不光希律不安，而且耶路撒冷都不安。
And we know that the Bible tells us Herod and the whole entire Jerusalem were not good.
他们没有准备好。
They were not prepared.
他们根本没有想到。
They had never thought of.
主耶稣但降生，原来他就弥赛亚已经降生了。
They didn't realize the Messiah has already.
王已经来了，他们根本不知道。那么他们就献上了黄金、乳香和摩亚。
And then they offer gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
然后你知道说希律就杀了两岁以里的孩子。
And we know that Herod has sent a decree to kill all the infants.
结果神作像在梦里面启示约瑟。
And so God has give a dream to Joseph.
你要带着你的儿子逃亡到埃及去。
Together with your son, that you are going to go into Egypt.
黄金、乳香、末药刚好是他们的路费。
And we know that the gold, the frankincense, and the myrrh becomes their travel.
如果主耶稣是犹太人的王。
And if the Lord is the King of the Jews.
他应该坐在宝座上。
He should be seated on the throne.
是他叫别人流亡的。
He should cause others to be exiled.
他把自己为什么要流亡？
Why is that he himself been exiled?
结果后来他从埃及回来的时候。
And when he returns from Egypt.
圣经告诉我们说，我从埃及召出我的儿子来。
The Bible tells us that from Egypt I have recalled my son.
以色列人从埃及被召出来以后，就进到旷野里面去。
And we know that when the Israelites came from Egypt, they entered into the wilderness.
三十年之久。我们的主在耶和华面前生长如嫩芽。
And we know that he is just like a bud that is growing.
像根出于干地。
Just like the ground.
这个世界根本是 dry land.
And the entire world is a dry land.
但是弟兄姊妹，这个世界对他而言是旷野一样。
And to him, the entire world is just like.
主耶稣来到地上，从一个旷野到另外一个旷野，再到另一个旷野。
He moves from one wilderness to another.
他像什么？他就是就像马太福音这里所告诉我们的。
It is just like what Matthew has described.
那弟兄姊妹，他来到了拿撒勒。
And when he came to Nazareth.
结果人说拿撒勒有什么好？拿撒勒出什么好的吗
？What can Nazareth be for?
他的一生从一个旷野到另外一个旷野。
His entire life moves from one wilderness to another.
你记不记得到了十二章
？And so can you remember when you?
他的门徒啊，在那里掐麦穗。
And we know that his disciples was there to grind wheat.
不是 grind 掐麦穗，掐麦穗，
掐麦穗。
呀，就这样，那么结果呢？结果他们，因为他们肚子饿了。
The reason being they were hungry.
那么法利赛人说：“你的门徒为什么犯安息日呢？”
And the Pharisees says why that they have trespassed against the Sabbath.
然后我们的主引一段的圣经，那就是大卫逃难的时候，大卫流亡的时候，跟随他的人肚子饿了，结果他到这个祭司那里去要橙色饼，
they went to the priest to ask for the unleavened bread.
The showbread.
The showbread.
这个陈设饼是为着祭司和他全家吃的。
And we know the showbread is meant for the priest and his family.
不是为着大卫的。
And it's not meant for David.
而那天刚刚好是礼拜六，刚好安息日。
And the day happens to be a Sabbath day.
所以你明白吗？在这里，当法利赛人问了。安息日的时候，你看我们的主就给他们看那段的故事。
And so that when Pharisees question the Lord Jesus, the Lord showed them this particular
instance. 这什么意思？这就是给我们看见说，
It shows us that
我们的主就像大卫一样。
Our Lord is just like David.
他饿了，跟随他的人也饿了。
He was hungry and so.
所以这幅图画呢，就给我们看见我们的主是到处流亡的。
And this picture shows us that our Lord has been in exile.
最后他们说钉他十字架，钉他十字架。
And towards the end, they say, crucify him, crucify him.
但是感谢主，我们的神却将他升为至高。
Our Lord, our God has exalted him.
神已经立他为主为基督。
That the God has established him to be our Lord.
我们的主在什么时候升高的呢
？When did our Lord being exalted?
他升天的时候。
When he has ascended.
弟兄姊妹，神立他为主为基督。
God has accepted him to be the Lord.
然后他把圣灵降下来。
That he sends forth his Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，你明白吗？现在 大卫登上宝座。
Now David has been ascended to the.
所以大卫的国度就开始了。
And so a kingdom of David began.
主什么时候升天？神什么时候立他为基督？
When that he has been, this is our.
天国就已经开始了。
And that is the beginning of the kingdom.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so、brothers,
现在你明白天国是属天的国。
Heavenly kingdoms belong to the heaven.
因为我们的主现在坐在父神的宝座上。
Because now our Lord is seated at the throne of.
所以现在很清楚，弟兄姊妹。
And so it's very clear to us.
你看见说这个国度是属天的国度。
And this kingdom belongs to the heavenly.
先卑微，然后再升高。
Before exaltation is to be humble.
先是十字架，然后再冠冕。
And it is the cross before the crown.
先是损失，才是丰收。
The loss before the full gain.
所以弟兄姊妹，在这里你就看见我们的主是这样做王的。
And this is how our Lord comes.
因着我们的主是这样的王。
And this is how our what type of.
难怪 kingdom value 是 upside down， 难怪国度的价值是完全倒过来的。
And so no wonder the value of the kingdom is upside down.
你越卑微越升高。
The more humble you are, you will be.
在后的要在前。
Those who are the back will be the front.
最低的就是最高的。
The lowest will be the highest.
不止如此。
Not only that.
你最损失的时候是你最得着的时候，最得。
When you have lost, you have time that you have the greatest gain.
感谢主。你最愚昧的时候最有智慧的时候。
The time of foolishness is the time where you have.
你最软弱的时候也是你最刚强的时候。
And when you are the weakest, you will be the strong.
为什么
？Why?
因为天国的王是怎样的
？Because how a king of the kingdom is.
天国的国度也是怎样
？And this is the same as the kingdom of heaven.
我问大家
，Let me ask.
这个王是有一个什么特点
？What is the characteristic of this?
所有的王都戴着荣耀的冠冕。
We know that all kings they will wear the crown of.
只有我们的主是戴着荆棘的冠冕。
Only our Lord is wearing.
所有的王都是拿着权杖的。
We know all kings will hold the scepter in their hands.
你叫罗马兵丁拿围子当着权杖给他。
We know that the Roman soldiers gave the
围子当做围子芦苇围子。
To be put into his hands.
所以弟兄姊妹，当他们戏弄主耶稣的时候
，And when they ridiculed Christ,
比拉多说：“看哪、啊，这人。”
And Pilate say, "Look at this man."
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
你看见我们的主，
you've seen the Lord.
你就看见了天国，
you will see the kingdom.
你就看见了这个国度是怎样的国度。
And you can see what type of kingdom is.
所以马太福音一开始，
and so when Matthew begins,
就给我们看见我们的主是怎样，我们的王主是怎样做王的。
And it shows us how that our God.
然后你读整本的马太福音，
and then we will scan through the entire message.
你就看见我们的大卫王，
our King David,
怎样被弃绝，
how he was rejected,
怎样隐藏，
how he was incontinent,
怎样受羞辱，
how he was ashamed,
最后被钉在十字架上，
and how he was crucified.
但是感谢主，
but we thank the Lord.
神把他升为至高，
God has exalted him.
一点都没有错。到了马太福音最后一章的时候，
Bible,
你看见圣经怎么说的呢？圣经说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
The authority in heaven and on earth are all given to you.
所以弟兄姊妹，这证明说我们的主，他乃是宇宙的王。
That shows us that our Lord is.
他是天上的王，
he is the king of heaven.
他也是地下的王，
he is also the king of earth.
他国度的范围不光是有 heavenly compartment， 也有 earthly compartment.
And you know that his the areas of his heavenly kingdom has the heavenly compartment as well as the earth.
那因着这个缘故，
because of
请大家记得一件事，
let's remember this.
当大卫逃难的时候，
when David was in exile，
其实国度已经在那里了。
In fact,The kingdom was already.
不过那个国度是隐藏的国度。
But that is only a concealed kingdom.
那个国度是奥秘的国度。
And that is the mystical kingdom.
No, kingdom in mystery.
Kingdom in mystery.
那请大家记得，这是非常重要的。
This is very important.
大卫已经受膏了。
That we know that David has been anointed.
他就是王。
He
而且有好几百人跟随他。大卫流泪，他们跟着他流泪。大卫受苦，他们和大卫一同受苦。大卫被弃绝，他们一样被人弃
绝。
他们和大卫同样一个命运。全世界人没有知道大卫做王。扫罗不知道。许多人都不知道，这个世界不知道，但是不要忘记，在跟随大卫的眼光里面，你看见是大卫的国已经在这里。他们天天看他们君王的面，他们无论往哪里去，他们都跟随。
Whenever he goes, they will follow.
他们是忠心的一般人。
They were the loyal followers.
不光有王，也有百姓。
Not only that, there's a king, they are also the subject.
所以请记得。
Let's remember this.
大卫的国度是怎样的国度呢？
What is how is God, David's kingdom?
先是隐藏的国度。
First is the concealed kingdom.
先是奥秘的国度。
And first is the kingdom in mystery.
In mystery, yeah. 所以弟兄姊妹，你明白吗？这是非常非常重要的。等到他登上宝座以后，那是 the kingdom in manifestation， 就显出来的国度。你懂不懂弟兄姊妹？为什么我们今天读天国这么辛苦呢？
Why is this? We labor to understand.
我们不明白说原来这个国度乃是大卫的国度。
In realize that this kingdom actually belongs to David.
所以今天我们的主已经是王了。
And today, our Lord is already.
我们怎么知道呢？
How do we know?
神的话告诉我们，神已经立他为主为基督了。我们都是跟随他的人，在教会里面他已经做王了，世界上不承认，在我们的心中他是我们的王，他是我们的王，所以天国已经开始了。今天天国的实际是在教会里面，大卫的国的实际是在大卫的那个时候跟随他的人里面。不要忘记，等到有一天我们的主回来了，
One day when our Lord returns,
等到他真的登上宝座的时候，
and when he was put,
他的耶路撒冷登基的时候，
and when he becomes king in,
大家都看见他是万王之王，万主之主，他要骑着马来到地上，
that he will be riding a horse onto the,
有一个名字叫做万主之主，万王之王，
and his name will be called Lord of Kings of Kings and Lord of Lords。
到那个时候他全世界都看见他是王，
and at that time the whole world will be able to witness the king,
好像大卫一样，
just like David,
他坐在宝座上的时候，
he sits on the throne,
所有人都知道他是王，
everybody knows that he's the king。
同样的，等他主回来的时候，
when the Lord returns,
大家都知道我们的主是王。所以不要忘记，今天在主回来以前，天国已经开始了，不过是隐藏的国度，是奥秘的国度。学生不能高过先生，我们今天只能够忍耐。
Today we can only forbear.
国度很重要的是忍耐。
And the more important thing in the kingdom is to forbear.
这个忍耐，这个忍耐乃是基督的忍耐。
And this endurance is the endurance of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，我们说一夜虽有哭泣，晨起必要欢呼。
We know that in the night there may be weeping, but we know.
虽然今天我们背着十字架从一个旷野到另外一个旷野。
Although we are bearing the cross from one wilderness into another.
只有主能擦干我们暗中的眼泪。
Only the Lord can.Wipe away the tears for us.
当跟随大卫的人，
and we know the followers of David,
他看见大卫像死狗、像跳蚤一样，从一个旷野跑到另外一个旷野。
Just like a weeping dog that moved from one wilderness into another.
他们知道说他们的荣耀还在将来。
They realize that their glory will.
所以今天只能够忍耐。
Today we can only forbear.
所以不，弟兄姊妹，不要忘记，我们这些被主呼召的人。
All of those who are called by him.
我们已经被呼召进入今天的天国。
And today we have been called and to enter into his kingdom.
你不要等到那一天。
Do not wait until that day.
背十字架是今天的。
Bear the cross begins today.
从旷野的漂流是今天的。
And the moving around the
world. 眼泪是今天的。
The tears is today.
忍耐是今天的。
And to forbear is today.
与主交通于基督的苦难也是今天的。
And to suffer with Christ is today.
到了那天没有眼泪。
And when it comes the day, there will be.
到那天不需要再背十字架。
When the day comes, there will be no more cross.
但是不要忘记。
Let's not forget.
为什么神今天留我们在地上？
Why the Lord has allowed us to be.
为什么神许可让我们漂流在 在旷野里面。
Why does God allow us to be exiled on the earth?
有很多的苦难我们不会解释。
There are many persecutions we couldn't explain.
但是感谢主，如果你与他一同受苦，到有一天你就和他一同得荣耀。
And one day you will receive God.
弟兄姐妹，你明白吗？当你看见整本的马太福音的时候，
when we read through the entire Bible,
你知道这个马太是王，所以像狮子一样。
And we know that this king is like a lion.
弟兄姊妹，我们乃是跟随大卫的人。
We are the followers of
David. 我们是跟随主的人。
We are the followers of Christ.
为什么人打你的右脸，你要转过来跟他打？
If someone goes to smack on your cheek, you have to.
这个打会叫我们哭。
This strike will allow us.
这个打会叫我们痛。
We will feel the pain.
但是弟兄姊妹，是主告诉我们说，我们应当转过来。
It is the Lord who tells us that we.
我问大家，是打人的人刚强呢，还是转过来的人刚强？
And who is the strongest, the one that will strike or the one who?
打人的是狮子呢，还是转过来的是狮子？
The one that will strike is a lion or the one who turns his cheek.
感谢主，所有转过来的人。
Those who turn their cheek.
不要忘记
Let's not forget.
他们都是小狮子
they are the little, they are the,
他们都磨成神儿子的形象
they are going to, mold into the image of his
father. 弟兄姊妹，如果你真的明白马太福音
If you truly understand that,
我们的生活就不像今天一样
and our life today will be different.
我们感谢主，今天天国已经开始了
we thank the Lord because today the kingdom of heaven.
你不要问说那天我能不能进去
you don't ask the question whether you'll be at that.
你不要问说那天我能不能得到奖赏
at that day, will you be able to receive the reward?
我会不会哀哭切齿。
Would I be grinding our teeth?
哦，弟兄姊妹，天国已经开始了。
Because the kingdom of heaven has begun.
今天你犯罪了。
Today you have sinned.
弟兄姊妹，你就失去交通了。
You will lose the fellowship.
你没有失去救恩。
You have not lost your salvation.
但你失去了救恩的快乐。
But you lose the joy of salvation.
你看不清见神的面。
You can't be able to see the.
你在这哀哭切齿。
That you will be grinding your teeth.
你巴不得能够恢复那个交通。
You wish that you will be restored.
弟兄，你明白吗？等到你认自己的罪，
When you confess your sin,
神是信实的，
God is faithful,
神是公义的，
He is a righteous God,
要赦免我们一切的不义。我们的交通就恢复了。
Will be restored our
今天怎么哀哭切齿？
And today, how will we in
tears? 那天怎么哀哭切齿？
Today you are going to be...
如果你认你自己的罪，
If you confess your sin,
神赦免我们一切的不义。
God will...Forgive all our unrighteousness.
到了那一天
Until that day,
我们能坦然无惧地看见我们的
主。
今天不到七十年
And not, today is not,
那一天是一千年
that day will be 1,000 years.
不要忘记
That's not,
神的工作没有停止
God's work has never ended.
今天神不是在隐藏的国度里面做工就是在彰显的国度里面做工
Not only that God is working in the kingdom that is concealed but is also working in the kingdom
你愿意让主在今天做工呢
Would you allow God to work in you
让圣灵来雕刻你呢
Allow the Holy Spirit to mold you
你还让圣灵在千禧年里来雕刻你
Would you allow the Holy Spirit to mold you during the millennium
不要忘记弟兄姊妹救恩是永远不会失去的
We know that you will never lose your salvation.
今天你不会失去救恩
Today you will not lose your salvation.
一千年也不会失去救恩
thousand years you will not lose your salvation.
但是有一件事
But there's one
thing. 今天你会失去救恩的快乐
But you will lose the joy of salvation.
那一天你也会失去救恩的快乐
the day, When the day comes you also lose the joy of salvation.
当你没有救恩的快乐的时候
When you don't have the joy of salvation.
你哀哭
When you
cry, 你后悔
You regret.
你咬牙切齿
You are grinding your teeth.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
这个咬牙切齿就是这个意思
And that is what you meant.
不是真的字面解释
的 not literally translation.
你知道有的人说我牙齿都掉光了我怎么咬牙切齿呢 弟兄姊妹你看你们那人老了就没有牙齿了但是不是的请我们记得
Let's remember,
如果你能明白这个的话
if we to understand it,
我们就会很清楚了
and it's very clear,
所以天国是从今天开始
and so, you know, the kingdom of heaven begins today.
天国现在就开始
and kingdom of heaven begins today.
那我们是谁呢
Who are we?
我们是大卫的同伴
That we are the companions of David.
我们是羔羊的同伴。
That we are the companions of.
羔羊无论往哪里去，我们都跟随。
Wherever the lamb goes, we will follow.
所以难怪主耶稣说。
And whether the Lord says.
若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起十字架来跟从我。
Those who follow me will to deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
但是感谢主。如果我们与他一同受苦。
That we will to suffer together.
我们就要和他一同得荣耀。
That we are going to together with him to.
到了千年国的时候。
And when he come to the millennium,
那就是得荣耀的时候。
And that is the time when we receive the glory.
今天是我们忍耐的时候。
Today is the time that we.
今天是我们吃亏的时候。
Today that we may suffer loss.
是我们损失的时候。
Today that we may suffer loss.
是我们卑微的时候。
That is the time that we should be.
是我们在幕后的时候。
That is the time that we should be.
我们最愚昧的时候。
That is the time of our.
我们最软弱的时候。
That is the time of our weakness.
死在我们身上发
生，
但是感谢主，我们什么也没有，我们样样都有。这是什么？这就是跟随羔羊的人，这就是天国。所以这样的话，我想很清楚了。我再说，大卫的国度是分两部分。
We know the kingdom of David is divided into
一部分是隐藏的国度
，one is a concealed kingdom，
奥秘的国度
，and one is the kingdom of，
还有一个彰显的国度
，and there is a kingdom of manifestation。
那这幅图啊，再太清楚不过了。
And this is a very very clear.
讲到天国的时候
，when you talk about the kingdom，
请记得从主耶稣第一次来已经开始了。
And we know the kingdom begins when the Lord first comes，
一直到主耶稣第二次来。
And you wait until the second return，
他把这国交还给父为止。
That he will return the kingdom unto the Father。
请记得，这一段的时间，就是天国。所以天国是将来的。我们要进天国。天国已经在今天。我们在里面了。那我们怎么做呢？今天就忍耐。因为今天的国度是隐藏的。你相不相信啊？主耶稣如果今天在这个世界上竞选的话，他选不上
的。
竞选呢？哎呀，对。
To take part in election, you will not be elected.
说为什么？
Why?
因为你知道了，今天全世界多半都是跟随撒旦去的。
Because today most of us will follow Satan.
但有一天，
but one day,
那个时候，全世界都知道我们的主已做王。
And the day will come that the whole world will know that our Lord is king.
所以感谢主。什么叫隐藏的国度呢？
What do you mean by the kingdom?
全世界都不知道。
The world doesn't know.
所以是隐藏的。
And so that it is in the context.
所以它是奥秘的。
And so it is the kingdom of mystery.
但到了千年国的时候。
But when the millennium kingdom comes.
主回来的时候。
When the Lord returns.
全世界都知道。
The whole world will know.
所以今天好像一个漫漫的长夜一样。
And we know that today it's just like this is an old.
一夜虽有哭泣。
Although that there will be weeping in the night.
等到天亮的时候。
When the break of day.
我们都要欢呼。
We are going to rejoice.
那个时候我们要和主一同来作王。
And when the day comes, we shall reign with him.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
这个时值已经不多了。
And they know that times are there not much time left.
不是主来，我们就到主那里去。
It doesn't mean that the Lord comes to return to him.
我们在地上还有多少的年月？
How much time do we have on earth?
你愿意不愿意做一个跟随主耶稣的人？
Would you be willing to be the follower of?
羔羊无论往哪里去，我们都跟随。
Wherever the lamb goes, we will follow.
让我们背起十字架来跟从。
Let us pick up our cross.And follow him.
知道学生不能高过先生。
You know, the students cannot be higher than the teacher.
今天他在地上被弃绝。
Today that he has been rejected on earth.
今天在，所以我们在地上也应当被弃绝。
And so today on earth, you will be rejected.
我们不能在主以前先得着荣耀。
We cannot receive the glory before the Lord.
所以感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
今天的道路乃是忍耐的道路。
The way of today is the way.
今天的道路乃是十字架的道路。
And we know the way of today is the way of the cross.
但是不要忘记。
Let's not forget.
我们越往下去。
The more that we travel down.
我们越往上去。
The more there will be.
我们损失的越多。
The more that we suffer loss.
我们得着的就越
多。The more that we receive.
今天是十字架。
Today is the cross.
那一天乃是冠冕。
That day will be the crown.
弟兄姊妹，今天是损失。
Today you may suffer loss.
那一天乃是赏赐。
That day you will receive your.
所以但愿主把这个国度真理来鼓励我们。
That truly the Lord will use the doctrine of this heavenly kingdom.
来安慰我们。
To comfort us.
所以明白吗？你读到大马太第一章的时候，
When we read Matthew chapter one,
我们应该就把这一点就看得很清楚了。
And this will clearly explain it.
好，我想我们休息15分钟。